Welcome to the Retirement Risk Show, the best retirement interviews and advice with Dave Hall. Learn strategies to help you reduce and even eliminate the risks facing your retirement.
Hello, welcome to the show. My name is Dave Hall. I am your host. Here we are back again talking about retirement, talking about what we can do to help you navigate the various risks that you will face during those retirement years so that you can get safely through retirement. If you'd like to learn more about what we do here at Retirement Risk Advisors, go to our website, retirementriskadvisors.com. Here you'll get access to all the tools, be able to schedule a free review or a complimentary review of your current plan, and also learn more about what we can do to help you as you go through the retirement journey. Today, we're going to be talking about preparing for retirement. I know many times when we put the shows together, we cover the various risks you'll face in retirement. We cover a lot of topics that affect you once you get into retirement. Today, we thought it would be fun to cover the things leading up to retirement that can impact the success of your future retirement. So we're going to cover at least five items today to help you better understand choices that you can make, things that you can do today if you're going into those retirement years. So this is really going to focus on those of you that are within a 10-year window to getting into retirement. Now, if you're already into retirement, doesn't mean that these will not still apply. Maybe you've not taken care of these already and need to assess and look at each of the items we're going to cover today. Or if you're more than 10 years away, still may be able to take some of the topics that we cover today, some of the insights, and use them to help get where you need to be. The number one thing we're going to talk about today is reassessing your living expenses. This is a huge item when you're doing any type of retirement planning, because we need to be able to know what you're going to spend on an annual basis to be able to put together a true plan that we can use some type of Monte Carlo simulation on as we look at the risk tolerances and every other item that goes into your plan to be able to figure out what the probability of success of your plan is going to be. So what we want to have happen is to make sure that you're assessing not only what the expenses are but today, but what you expect them to be in retirement. What things will you be paying for today that you may not be paying for? Maybe you've still got some kids in the house. Maybe you're still contributing into retirement accounts, those type of things. What will that look like once you transition into retirement? And understand, when we look at it from our side, what we want is after-tax money. So obviously, for yourself, important to know what the taxes are as you're doing budgets, trying to figure out how much money you have left to save or whatever other items you may be using your money for. But what we're trying to do is to make sure after tax what it looks like. And then our software, the Good Advisor software, is going to help you figure out what the taxes can look like on top of that. And then what potential items like Roth conversions or other advanced tax planning, what impact they can have to bring those taxes down. So you're not going to have to worry so much about the taxes as you figure out what you're going to spend, but we do need to have a good idea of what those costs are going to be. And understand, when we put most of our plans together, what we're trying to do is increase them from where you even have them. So we may bump them up another $5,000 or $10,000 just to account for shock or aspirational expenses that may arise that maybe you had not thought about, to make sure that if they work with more money being spent, obviously the plan's going to work with less money being spent. And then another thing that we'll do is inflation adjust those costs throughout your retirement. We use a pretty consistent inflation rate, about 2.54% overall for an inflation rate that we would use on your expense spending. But we do also understand that if that plan's not working out, if that we're seeing that there's going to be some shortfalls, we also understand that most people, by the time they reach age 70, are going to have a reduction in the amount of money that they spend. So if we've got to make some adjustments there to look at and say, hey, you know, it looks like maybe your probability of success maybe isn't up to 100%. But when we look at what true spending is and what typically happens, maybe you're a little bit better off than you expected. But the expense side of it is very important. So you need to look at your fixed expenses, what they're going to be going into retirement. You need to look at the variable expenses and make sure you're including in there those annual expenses that happen. Sometimes we forget about payments that we're making. Maybe it's a property tax payment that's coming out once a year. Maybe your insurance now, your automobile or homeowner's insurance is being paid on an annual basis, whatever the case may be. Make sure those are being taken into consideration. And then also, What you want to look at is any large expenditures that you may be having, those shock or aspirational expenses. What are those going to look like in your retirement? A lot of times when we put a plan together, we're sitting down, meeting with individuals that are clients of ours, there are conversations about new vehicles. Obviously, that's something that many people will not be able to get through their whole retirement without purchasing a new vehicle. Well, if you're going to purchase a used vehicle that costs $15,000 or $20,000, that's a whole different story than someone that may want to spend $100,000 to buy a vehicle. And neither of those are right or wrong. We just need to have a better understanding of what those items could look like so we can model them out to the best of our ability in your retirement planning and understand that we know retirement planning is all about assumptions, that none of it's going to play out ever exactly as we model it. But the closer we can get, the better we can understand what the expenses are. Maybe you're in a situation where when you go into retirement, you're really tired. You're living in an area where you've got snow during the winter and you're saying, hey, I don't want to keep doing this. I'm going to buy a second home where I will live part of the year. Well, as a result, those expenses could go up substantially of what you're paying to cover two homes, the travel costs to be able to get between the two various homes. So there could be a lot of additional changes as we get into retirement. But as you're approaching the doorstep, what you really want to do is try to map out at least the next 10, maybe 20 years if you can, if you can look that far out, saying these are things that we would expect, understanding that as we go through that window, there will be different changes or things will happen. And I know for some of you, this can be really difficult, especially if you're in a single situation now, and maybe you're expecting to get married during that period of time where things could change drastically based upon assets of the new spouse or expenses they may have or debt they may have, whatever the case may be, or maybe in a situation where you're married now and something happens and there's a divorce or someone passes away, those things will change. But the goal, our goal and the goal that you should have for your own retirement is what can I do to get the most accurate information for where I am today to allow me to create the best plan that's going to give me the highest probability of success. And if we can get the best information, going to give us a higher probability of getting a plan that will hopefully work for you long term, that allow us to put things together to allow you to achieve the success you're looking for as you go through the process. The number two item here is to consider the various income sources you have. Sometimes people, they forget that Social Security exists, I think, and I don't know quite why this happens. They look out there and they realize that they may need $80,000 for their retirement or $100,000 for their retirement. They're thinking, there's no way I have enough assets to be able to retire. There's no way I can cover all of the income, the expense need that I have with the amounts that I'm showing here. How in the world can I get my assets to a level to where I can comfortably retire sometime in the future? Well, the reality of it is, if we consider all of the income streams that are coming into retirement, many of your expenses may be covered by this other income. So if you look at Social Security, we've got clients now that could be $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year of Social Security benefits for a married couple. That is a substantial amount of money to go towards the various expenses that you're going to have during your retirement year. Some people have pension accounts. Maybe it's only $5,000 or $10,000 per year, but that's $5,000 or $10,000 that can go towards the costs that you have. Maybe you've got some rental property. Maybe you've got investments that are throwing off some type of income. So what you want to do is look at the various income streams. Now, understand that one of the big risks facing your retirement is the lack of income diversity. That's our number 10 risk when we look at the top 10 financial risks facing your retirement. That's when you don't have enough different streams of income to protect yourself from the other risks that can enter into your retirement. We've talked about on some of the webinars before, or some of the podcasts before. We've talked about this on some of the podcasts before, where you've got an individual that's just got a tax deferred account and their Social Security. Now the market goes down or taxes go up substantially. They've got problems with the way their cash flow is going to work out with the retirement accounts that they build up. And so what we're trying to do is to take some of those risks off the table by being able to diversify out that income. And as you get into retirement, there could be a lot of different sources. Maybe you're working part-time. That could be a source of income. We do see rental income consistently. We do see pension plans on a regular basis, Social Security definitely that's coming into there. You may have dividend income that's coming out. Maybe you've got a CD that's paying out interest income. Now, remember, we don't want our income generally coming out of our taxable bucket. This is a challenge many people have. You invest backwards. You put all of your assets that are creating short-term interest or dividend income that's going to be taxed as ordinary income inside of your taxable bucket, where we would rather have that in your tax-free bucket so you're never getting taxed on that income that's coming out normally as ordinary income, and then putting capital assets inside of your taxable bucket that if you never use, may be able to be transferred to a beneficiary without any tax. Or if you do, you're pulling that money out as a capital gain rather than as ordinary income, which is going to help cut those taxes down through those retirement years. So make sure as you look across the board, what are those streams going to be? When are they going to end? That's another thing. Now, if through appropriate planning, we will help you figure out when you should retire. If you're someone that's not certain when you want to quit your job, now there can be many reasons for this. Some could be financial. Some of them could be emotional. Some of the other day that are, they're in a position financially where they could retire tomorrow, but they're saying, I can't imagine myself not having work for a 35-year period of time. I had family members that lived way into their 90s. One of them lived past age 100. If I live that long, that just seems like too much time to not have anything to do. So even though I don't have a financial need for the money, I like the fact that I'm going to work, spending time with other people. There's some responsibility there. There's camaraderie, all these different things that happen as a result of the work that we perform. So you've got to look at that yourself. But as we go through a planning process, what we're going to do is talk about what that looks like. When can you retire? If you're someone that's done, we've got those clients that come in as well saying, I'm done. I would really like to retire today. I don't want to go work anymore. Some of those, they're able to go and retire. They're in a position, they've got the money they need. Others, hey, you know, if we look at this, a couple more years could really help you. You know, a couple of years on the front end could really help you on the back end. Are you willing to put in a few more years to allow your plan to have a better probability of success as we look at the Monte Carlo simulations that are out there? So something we all got to take into consideration as we go through the process is, what is our income going to be? Remember, retirement is all about income. We've talked in our other presentations about the RISA profile and how it's used, the Retirement Income Style Awareness Profile created by Wade Fowle, where they put together a program to allow you to better see what income style you should be using for your retirement. And for some of you, you will be wanting to put in income streams that you can use during your retirement that you may not have right now. Maybe it's using an income annuity. Maybe you're doing some type of bond laddering. Maybe you're putting dividends together. Whatever it is that best fits your retirement income style, that's what needs to be put in place. And the 10 years leading into your retirement are oftentimes the best years to really make the final transitions to where once you're ready to get income coming off of the products or the sources of assets that you have, you're in the best position to be able to maximize that income. In fact, if you look at some of the income annuities, I own one of these. I own multiple annuities I'm using for my retirement, but one of them is set to where I get extra bonuses or extra credits towards the return on the investment if I've not yet annuitized that product. So I want to hold that for a period of time, 5, 10, 15 years, whatever the case may be. I want to be able to hold that for the window so I can get those extra credits to build up the amount of income that I would be able to take off of that product. And every product doesn't work that way, but if you're someone that's trying to do that, that can be a great way to be able to help you get through the process. Number three, pay off debt and power up your savings. I can't talk about this enough, about the importance of getting that debt paid down. Having had the opportunity of working with thousands of CPAs across the country and some of their clients, what we're finding is debt becomes a very big problem to the future success of many retirement plans. That if you're still paying on car loans, if you've still got maybe student loans, we've got individuals that are either still paying their own student loans or they're paying student loans of their children or grandchildren, or you've got a home payment, these can become very problematic because they require so much of your cash in retirement that if you don't have a lot of other sources of income or you've not saved at a substantial level, that Social Security that you're going to get may not be enough to cover enough of your spending costs to allow you to have a plan that will get you through the retirement years you're hoping to have the finances to be able to get through. So you do need to be very careful there. Try to get those debts paid off. I am one that is very conservative. I am one that pitches to have debt paid. I am one that practices what I preach. Pay off your homes, pay off your cars, pay off all of these assets. Start earning the money rather than paying the money. And I understand there's advisors out there that would tell you just the opposite. Leverage it all out. But we saw in 2008, that didn't work that well for a lot of people. And we see it at other times where people get so leveraged out, the market changes, things happen. Now all of a sudden they've got bigger problems than they ever had they just taken the assets and done what they want to do with it. And again, up to you, it's your retirement, how you handle it. But understand that we want to try to get these debts paid off so we can lower the need for cash flow in retirement, which then gives you the higher probability of success of getting through those retirement years. Number four is to manage your taxes. This is another area that people need to really look at, because there's nothing that drags investments down more in most situations than taxes do. If you're in a 22, 24% tax bracket, maybe you've got a 5 or 6% state bracket, that's 30% that's getting taken away from many of your investment income sources as you not only go into those years approaching retirement or the years during your working years, but definitely when you get into those retirement years. If all of a sudden you're living off of those investments and now you've got a 30% drag from taxes on the assets you have, maybe higher than that with individuals that are paying extra net investment income tax. Maybe you've got NIRMA surcharge for your Medicare. I've got additional taxes for your Social Security because of provisional income. Whatever the case may be, all of these things add up to be a large amount of money that could be coming out of your pocket to pay the federal government. And the government needs money to operate. We're not telling anyone to do anything that isn't legal and not right to do for your retirement, but there are planning structures that can be put in place. There are strategies that can be used to help you better manage those taxes. One of the great things they used to have decades ago was income averaging, to where if you had a high year income and you weren't expected to have an income that high level for a period of time, you could average it over multiple tax years. Well, that's gone away. That doesn't exist anymore. But through good planning, a lot of advisors can help do a mimic of that by being able to, maybe you're going to capture a lot of your charitable contributions in a given year so you can get those deductions in one year, whereas the other years you'd be using a standard deduction. Maybe you're in a situation where you're trying to capture capital gains in a given year because you didn't have any other income. So maybe it's going to come through at a 0% tax bracket or tax rate because of the way you handle that transaction. Maybe you're picking up a bunch of income one year where you know that you would not be able to get all the deductions you otherwise would get if you were to pick that up over 3 or 4 years. Maybe you're picking up in one year and the other years you're below thresholds that would allow you some additional benefits. So can't emphasize enough the importance of every tax planning. That is something that we offer as well. And one of the top resources that people are looking for when they went out, they did a survey, a group did a survey and was talking to a bunch of people trying to find out what is it that most Americans want? What are the services they really want from professional advisors? Tax planning was the top one. People wanted to better understand how they could eliminate this drag on their finances. And it's not just during your working years you need this help. It's once you get into those retirement years as well, because they will become ever more impactful, especially if taxes have to double, like David Walker said they would by 2030. Now, all of a sudden, we've got a much bigger drag on your retirement. So the goal is, let's pay the taxes we owe. Let's make sure we're being honest with the government, for whether it be federal, state, or local. But let's get a plan together that's going to allow us to pay as few taxes as we possibly have to. And if we can get them taken care of through Roth conversions during the early years before you get into retirement, you may be in a position where you don't ever have to pay extra penalties or payments on your Medicare because you make too much money that's taxable, or your Social Security because your provisional income is too high. So something to make sure that you look at as you go through the process. And the last one here, number five, is to account for healthcare. This is another one that comes back to bite you. If you don't take care of your health issues when they first pop up, what we're finding is usually they become substantially more expensive over time. It's not like a lot of other things that may happen in our life that if we ignore it, it's just going to go away. Very important that you start assessing how you're handling your health, what you're doing to get yourself into a healthier position to where you're taking care of yourself, but also what are the costs going to look like to be able to take care of you in the future. If you're someone that's going to retire maybe earlier than 65, how are you going to handle the health insurance costs during from the age you retire to age 65 when you can get on Medicare? This is something we see a lot of clients go through, trying to figure out, can we stay on the exchange and be able to get the premium credits and have a reduced amount that we would owe? Or are we going to do conversions or other things that'll bump the money up and now we're not getting the premium credit, so we're having to pay more? These are all things you have to look at. You're going to have to consider if you go on Medicare, if you've got other types of insurance, maybe you never will, but if you're going on Medicare, when you're going to sign up, making sure you get into the enrollment windows, and what is the option you're going to use for supplemental coverage? Are you going to use Medicare Part C, which is the Medicare Advantage plan, which will wrap those services all together? Are you going to use original Medicare with a supplemental or Medigap plan, where they're going to be separate. The supplemental gap plan will be provided by a third party. You'll use regular Part A and B Medicare, and then you'll have a separate company running your Part D prescription drugs. They both of the options have their pluses and minuses. Right now, we've got about half of America doing each option. One's doing Medicare Advantage, the other's doing the Medicare with a gap or supplement plan. But based upon your facts and circumstances, there's going to be one option that's probably going to be better for you. So you want to make sure as you get into that period that you're planning for that, and also that you're planning for healthcare costs to be substantially more expensive than maybe what you had expected during a 20, 30, 40 year period of unemployment, where you've got all of these issues that are maybe arising from your younger years. Like right now, I've got all kinds of skin issues going on because I spend a lot of time out in the sun, and then I had kidney failure, and now I'm on immune suppressant drugs that don't allow my body to kill the cancer that comes because of these skin spots. So as a result, there's a lot of money being spent out of pocket for myself right now to go to doctors and take care of these things. Well, whether it's that, whether it's a kidney transplant, whether it's heart failure, whatever it may be, as we go through retirement, as our bodies age, they start breaking down and there starts becoming additional costs that we need to spend. And so you need to make sure you're budgeting for those items. You've got something set aside there. And I do recommend, as I've talked about in other shows before, to make sure you're maxing that health savings account. If you can do one, I realize many of Americans can no longer qualify, their insurance no longer qualifies for them to put money into a health savings account. But if you can, put the money in, keep your receipts, pay everything out of pocket, allow that money to grow tax-free, and then you can distribute it out tax-free in retirement, either to reimburse yourself for the expenses you paid now because there's no statute of limitations, or you can use it in the future for healthcare costs that you need to pay that maybe you don't have a bucket of money to pay out of. I know one of my clients, talking to them not too long ago, where we got talking on the subject of a health savings account. He says, it's the best thing I ever did. At the time, I just thought it was a scam, that someone was trying to get me to put money into another product so they could make a little bit of commission off the product. But now I look back on it after 20 years of being able to contribute into the plan. Now I've got a bucket. I've not had to pay out of pocket for any of my healthcare costs yet in retirement. So it's this double benefit that I can maintain a more structured budget and then use this pool of money that's kind of out of sight, out of mind, to be able to cover all the healthcare costs that I'm now getting exposed to because I'm seeing more and more doctors, in his words, as he went through the process. So all things you need to look at. Bonus number six, those were the main five I wanted to cover. Bonus number six is please remember the importance of getting principal protected products in as you're going through those transition years. So if you're trying to look at life insurance, if you're trying to look at annuities, growth or income annuities, whatever it may be, many times those last years before you get into retirement can be the best time to be able to put these products in place. Because from a life insurance side, younger you are, the less expensive insurance will be. Oftentimes, the healthier we are. From an annuity side, because of the bonuses and the extra credits they often offer, if you can get those products before you need them, they can end up producing better results for you once you get to a point that you're either going to turn on the income or use the product at that side. So just remember, a lot to do as you're going through the initial years. We're here to help. That's what we do as retirement risk advisors, is to not only help you get to retirement, but help get safely through. And we can put all the plans together, manage the assets, and do the things that we need to do from a tax side, Social Security side, Medicare side, risk tolerance side. All these things are the services that we offer to really help you navigate what needs to be done. So you can use good Monte Carlo simulations to help determine probable outcomes, even when things don't go as you would expect. Even when we may have a market downturn or taxes double, or we've got a long-term care event, we can model these things into our software to help us give you more comfort as you try to navigate the longest self-imposed period of unemployment most of you'll have. That's been our show. My name's Dave Hall. I'm your host. I look forward to seeing each of you again back here in 2 weeks. Now, remember, we're only doing podcasts every other week now based on schedule, trying to make sure we get you great content to be able to listen to. So I hope to see you back 2 weeks from today as we'll break down another topic that will affect you and your retirement.
Hey, if you liked what you heard and you want more retirement risk education, or you're interested in signing up for any of our many retirement-focused webinars, make sure you check out our website at retirementriskadvisors.com. We have a lot of great resources, tools, and information on retirement available to you right at your fingertips. And if you're on social media, you can find us at Retirement Risk Advisors on Instagram and Facebook. This brings us to the end of another episode of the Retirement Risk Show with our host and retirement risk expert, Dave Hall. We here at RRA don't just get you to retirement, we get you safely through retirement. Thanks again for listening, and we will be back with you again soon. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Wealth Advisors, LLC, BWA, a registered investment advisor and an affiliate of Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A Item 4, for additional information. The notes involve risks not associated with an investment in ordinary debt securities. The securities are not bank deposits and are not insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. BWA and Retirement Risk Advisors are independent of each other or any other governmental agency. Insurance products and services are not offered through BWA, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. The opinions expressed by Dave Hall and guests on this show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this radio station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable risk of the issuing bank, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice, and any actual or anticipated changes to its credit ratings or credit spreads may adversely affect the market value of the securities. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Any strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives, and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, please consult with a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine if it is suitable for your specific situation. This program is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject covered. Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A Item 4, for additional information. Dave Hall and Retirement Risk Advisors are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. Index or fixed annuities are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to caps, restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract.